Red Film Radio.
Prefilm Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the second edition of Film Italy Sardegna Festival. I'm in company of Darren Criss, who's here to talk about his career. After the award-winning TV series he took part in, Glee and the assassination of Gianni Versace. Before getting deeper into talking about your career, I watched this interview you gave to Ellen DeGeneres, and you were talking about, I was struck by what you said about being a fan yourself and the fact that you like being a fan and telling people like Ricky Martin, for example, that they change your life. So what's your relationship with your fans and with being so open about, you know, how they change your life? And
I mean, well, I understand what that feels like. I understand what being, I understand how fun it is to look up to somebody. Even though I know myself and I wouldn't look up to me, I understand that I have to play the part of someone who they want me to be, if that makes any sense. And it's in the same way that, you know, I spent years waiting outside of theater doors, outside of buses, after concerts, and I've spent a lifetime chasing my heroes, like getting a chance to meet them. And, you know, I just understand that desire to be close to somebody in some way. I know how that feels, like, to my core. So I try to respect and honor that in the same way that they hopefully respect and honor whatever it is I do. So I enjoy it, you know. I enjoy trying to give back as much as I can, because I know what it's like to want to have a moment with somebody, no matter how big or small. It's a difficult line to toe, because you can't always give everybody everything they want, but I certainly try. And I'm still such a huge fan. I mean, there's so many things that people always ask me, oh, what are you a fan of? I'm like, well, I can't be that specific. Like, there's so many things that inspire me that I can't narrow it down to one or two things, but I'm just constantly inspired and awed by so many people and so many songs and projects and things and places that it's a fun reminder that, you know, that's a shared experience that we all have. Everybody always says this line to me. They always go, you know, I never get starstruck, but, and I go, everybody gets starstruck. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I get starstruck, you get starstruck. Like, it's okay. It's a wonderful thing to feel that way. And the more you embrace it, I think the more fun it is. So I get it. I just get it. I'll say there's a crazy story that I remember that took place in Italy, and I didn't remember it till recently. When I was visiting Rome with my family, this is the first time I ever told the story, lucky you. When I was, I don't even know how old I was, they were shooting an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond. And so Ray Romano and the cast were on the Spanish Steps. And, you know, my family had stuff to do. We were going to go do stuff. And I just wanted to be close to it. And I remember just wanting to be there all day. And I was, like, filming everything and taking pictures of everything. And now that I look back on it, I was taking pictures of nothing. Like, I wasn't really doing anything. You know, I was kind of behind a wall. But it was that irrational desire to just be close to the thing is, I, like I said, five times, I understand that need to have some kind of connection to it. It is kind of irrational. You're being led by forces that don't make a lot of sense. Like, what was I going to do? Like, join in the scene and, you know, ruin their shot? Like, no, but I just wanted to be close to it. And so, I forgot about this story, and years later, I met Ray Romano like 2 years ago, and I was just, like, I suddenly remember, like, oh my god, like 20 years ago or something like that. I waited outside this thing, and I haven't thought about it until now. And it's moments like that where you can really, I really dial into the way fans, whether it be me or other people, they just want to have a connection. And, you know, my career is in, I connect for a living, so I understand it. Anyway, that's a cool story.
Can you recall the very first moments that people approached you and said something to you that made you think, okay, I'm connecting yes. to people, like,
exactly
the way...
Exactly when it was. I was on an... So my first kind of big break, at least, were people that I didn't know knew me. was something that I did in college called a Very Potter musical. It changed my life. It was this really kind of silly, fun video we made with friends in college. It turns 10 this year. We went to a convention in San Francisco for Harry Potter, and it was a Harry Potter musical. It was just a fun, silly thing in college. Yeah. So, I say this because I didn't write Harry Potter, obviously. Like, this was just for fun. And YouTube was kind of a new thing, like a new platform. Not in the way it is now, but certainly at the time, this was a new thing for us. And me and my friend Joey Richter, who played Ron Weasley, I played Harry Potter, we were going down an escalator, and there was a group that got really excited and said our names. And we were kind of going opposite directions, and Joey and I looked at each other going, oh my God, like, that's insane, because that had never happened to me in my life, and so I'll never forget that moment. Ever since that moment, life's been a little different.
What do you miss about the Glee period, if you miss something?
Like anything great in life, you know, I had a lot of fun, but I think, like all great experiences, you know, all good things must end, and I'm really happy with, you know, where we ended it, and it's like a great summer. You don't want summer to end, but it's got to at some point, and you got to go back to work on some other things. So, you know, I made a lot of really great friends on that show, and I think when you look at the grand scheme of how many options an actor gets in one's life, what we did on that show was really, really unique and extraordinary. I mean, if you think of another television show, you know, if there's a musical episode of a television show, whether it's a big show or a little show, that's fun and exciting for actors. Like, oh my God, we get to do this silly, fun musical episode, and it's this sort of one-off event. We did that several times an episode for several years. So when you put that into perspective, you go, wow, that was really, really fun. Yeah, it was a great training ground. I mean, I got my doctorate, my master's in professional, you know, television work from that show. And lucky for me, I continue to work with Ryan Murphy, so it's a lot of the same family. So we're still in each other's lives.
We've been talking to Darren Criss at the second edition of Film Italy Sardegna Festival, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.